in 60. Trending right now in Calgary.
The Hawks with their backs against the wall tonight, hosting the Anaheim Ducks, trailing in their best of seven Western Conference final. 3-2, need to find a way to beat a very tough Anaheim squad. Rangers found a way to beat a very tough Tampa squad last night. There's a game seven in that series coming up in the Eastern Conference final. Word out of San Jose is that Pete DeBoer will be their new head coach. And the world's most popular sport marred in controversy today. FIFA long held belief that they are a corrupt organization. We may find out. Joint U.S. and Swiss investigations rocking the soccer world today.
Brought to you by JB's Power Center. The high-octane sale is back May 29th to 30th. This year, get it for free. Car audio, truck accessories, high-performance parts, and JB's cash. JB's Power Center, McKnight and Barlow.
Talk to your boss. It's totally okay to stream Sportsnet 960 all day and night on your work computer. In fact, it's new company policy. Sportsnet.ca/960. On the NHL beat, it's the big show. Sportsnet 960, the fan.
I think that Sepp Blatter, this is going to take Sepp Blatter down eventually. Because, again, I think it's going to get to the Cotter bid and the Russia bid. And there's just too many things about those two bids. You know, that... Sometimes crooks just get too obvious, right? They just get too cocky and arrogant, and they say, we can do anything. We can put the World Cup in Qatar, you know, a place where there's no reason to put it there except people giving us money. We'll just, let's put the World Cup in Qatar. And that's kind of where you're waving the red flag in front of everybody saying, look, we can do whatever we want. I think, you know, maybe they went a couple steps too far.
Stephen Brunt, Fan 590 earlier today. Bruce Dobigan in studio with us. You're more guest now than co-host because, quite honestly, although not at the same size, do you agree or not that you went through a similar process with Allan Eagleson the NHL, that what's going on right now?
It's what the U.S. Justice Department does and can do. I mean, that's what this is about. That was an example, and that's now 1998, he finally went to jail. So it's a while
Eagleson.
Now. Eagleson.
Stop. Yeah. So when did you... Now, and I'm not suggesting...
17 years ago.
Can you give us a little background, Bruce? Because rather than me say, I'm not suggesting... How did you get involved into it? What was your role? Because your role ended up being very... You had a high profile in that.
Well, I was reporting on the story. And,
no, but you were doing more than that. I mean, there was other reporters, but you were front and center in it, right?
Well, there were only really at the beginning, there were only two reporters, a guy in Boston and I.
Yep.
Russ Conway.
Right.
And we were the first ones to really do anything in depth. I had several fields of expertise and Russ had other ones, and we kind of brought the things together and we kept reporting on it. And the hardest thing for us here was that there was no appetite in Canada to do anything about Mr. Eagleson. He was very well connected. He was, in many people's view, a hero.
Not unlike what we're talking about with Sepp Blatter, right?
I don't know if Sepp Blatter's anybody's hero, but
he is.
There was never any romance. Eagleson had that romance about the 72 series, skittering across the ice, flashing the finger to the Russians and the communists and all that stuff. So there was more of a romantic thing about it. I think Sepp Blatter is not unlike the guy who's the premier of Italy, who's mired in corruption and has got 18-year-old girlfriends and all that. I don't
know, but he does. He has a lot of, from what is being reported today, has a lot of confidence and a lot of support in the African nations and in Asia.
Well, sure. That's right? How these things are done. That's
right.
How you build your coalitions,
okay,
where you go to those countries and you get them on side. How you keep them loyal, I don't know. But there's always been the implications that they were taken care of along the way. That's how he got his voting block.
Now, is this documented in one of your books?
Sepp Blatter?
No, Allan Eagleson.
Well, Allan Eagleson. Yeah, a lot of it's been discussed in the past.
Well, because I would give you a chance to talk about the book.
Well, Money Players is the book about the history of labor in the NHL, and it includes a lot of that stuff.
So how did you get to the point of starting the investigation? That's my first question. My second question is, when does the law get involved?
The thing that really kick-started the Allan Eagleson investigation was the U.S. Justice Department doing what it just did in the last 24 hours about FIFA. That it took seriously complaints about corruption in the NHL Players Association, particularly. That's where it really started.
So is that when you got involved?
I got in about 3 months before that happened. I can remember going to Boston when they announced the indictments.
Okay.
So maybe 6 months in advance.
Okay.
And was in Boston when they brought down the indictments about Eagleson, about the Players Association, etc. There were a lot of things that happened. The real kickoff to this was around Christmas. I want to say Christmas of 91. the FBI raided the NHLPA's offices in the United States.
Right.
And the RCMP conducted a similar raid in Canada. That gave the indication that the police were serious about doing this. This had gone from just a couple of cranky reporters bringing out embarrassing stuff to the problem of maybe that the U.S. Justice Department was involved. And that kickstarted it. Months later, I want to say that was Christmas, and I would say by March of the next year, of 92, that's when they brought the indictments down. And Allen Eagleson had said he would surrender to authorities. Mm-hmm. He was in the United States. He said he would surrender. He skipped out of the country to Canada. And we, much to our shame, hid that guy here, protected that guy for a long time.
So what was the role that you and Russ and eventually others, I suppose, but predominantly you two, were you running parallel to the investigations, or were you shedding light that created more room for the investigation?
Their first best stuff came out of the reporting.
Okay.
But once they, you see, the important part here is that when the U.S. Justice Department gets in, Jeremy Schapp, when he's doing an investigation of Sepp Blatter, all he can do is ask questions. He can't compel people to testify. When you get the justice of people in, they can compel people to testify.
Right.
That's what happened in this case. So we started doing information about how Eagleson was taking free stuff from the people who underwrote the health insurance for the Players Association. He was taking free. He had a house that was basically given to him by those people. He was involved in ways he shouldn't have been. We could report those things, those facts, but we couldn't compel anybody, and we certainly couldn't charge him. When the U.S. Justice Department decided to come out in the way they've done here again in the last 24 hours, they have the ability to compel somebody. And what's clear in this thing is that they have this guy,
Warner?
Blazer.
Yep.
Blazer, who they got him caught up in the information. They compelled him to talk. He pled out, and he has provided information. So if there is ever a trial, he will be front and center at the trial. He'll be the guy sitting there saying, here's what happened.
So to use Hollywood parlance, he rolled.
He was rolled, and that's okay. How the U.S. Department of Justice, not necessarily the state level or the local level, but at the U.S. federal level, they have the power these days, and they use the power. And I mentioned the Conrad Black case, and I know our people now who listen to the station, their eyes are really rolling back in their head, but Conrad Black was the publisher, et cetera, and he was charged in the United States, and they went to a bunch of his compatriots and people who worked for him and got them to roll over on their old boss.
See, what is where I think there's a parallel here, and stay with me on this, is the arrogance of the individuals at the top. Now, in fairness to Sepp Blatter, he is not part of these investigations directly. He is the
not
head.
Been charged.
He has not been charged. He is the head of FIFA.
He's contending that, in fact, he's cooperating.
Right.
Good
but
for him.
There's no doubt that there is an arrogance about Sepp Blatter. There was also an arrogance about the man that you were following around, Allen Eagleson. And there is a very famous back and forth between you and he on camera, correct? That I think really kind of underscores underscores how arrogant he was about this.
He was confident that the media, the fellow media people and the powers that be would support him. And thus he felt no problem with sort of going after me in a press conference. He accused me of beating my wife is basically what it came down
right.
to. Of spousal abuse is
right.
what he accused me of in a sort of hearty, hard way. And, you know, in today's day and age, you would never think of that.
But he laughed it off, Bruce,
right? But back in the 90s, you could sort of, when did you stop beating your wife thing was a joke.
Yeah.
And then he tried that. I mean, the thing that when I heard him say that was I said, you know, we're getting to it. Clearly, we're getting to him, and we're getting some traction because he's the way he's responding, and again, the examples. There's other examples of these kind of things happening in sports, getting some traction. But it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing, and this is not going to be a case that is going to be easily done in court if it gets there. But the U.S. Justice Department has the ability to charge you with a whole lot of stuff. That's why RICO is such a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Eagleson was charged with RICO, which is racketeering.
Yeah.
Racketeering was invented to put guys like Al Capone in jail.
Right.
That's what it was there for.
Right.
So they have the ability to throw 100 charges at you and say, well, we'll let you off on 98 if you plead for two.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't have the financial resources to go to the mattresses with the U.S. Justice Department.
And this comes back to something you talked about when we had David on, is we're talking about a different animal here. All due respect, Allen Eagleson was, you know, a big guy in this country. But now we're talking about almost royalty.
100 times bigger.
Right.
100 times bigger.
I mean, you know, we played the clip coming in that that Stephen Brent said he thinks this will eventually get to Sepp Blatter.
Yeah.
Do you think this? He's the head of the snake. And there's been a lot of reporting lately. We mentioned this before. Jeremy Schapp just released a one-hour documentary on FIFA. There has been all kinds of reports. There is, in that reporting, there is the belief that Sepp Blatter has not come to North America in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, because he knows what's going on.
Right.
And he understands. It's not news to him that Blazer has rolled over.
Right.
He doesn't want to go near these guys. And they don't want to necessarily come to the women's tournament here for the same reason. They want to be very careful about where they are, because if he could be arrested. He doesn't know. Mm-hmm. He's staying right now. He's cooperating, and he's not indicted. Maybe they're trying to sucker him in, and when he comes to American soil, they could do that. I mean, I'm speculating. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that's a possibility.
It's doubtful he's coming to Canada for the Women's World Cup, right?
I don't think we're going to see
him.
Not in this context. And I think he'd be wise mind your knitting in the next little while and stay away from things.
Better question maybe for David, but I'll ask you anyway.
The IOC is the best example here. I mean, the two organizations, certainly under Juan Antonio Samaranch, the IOC was corrupt. There was all this allegations
Absolutely.
Of stuff. Especially the guys who represented the Third World were taking huge bribes. There's all the documented stuff about guys would come to town. They would get gifts. Mm-hmm. A certain lady might show up at their hotel room that night. All that sort of stuff. And the IOC got a good slap in the face, and I think they have done some things to clean up their act in the last little while. I think the new leadership of the IOC is more progressive and is not messing around quite the way they used to. Sepp Blatter and FIFA, they didn't get the memo. They didn't get the message. They've been carrying on like mobsters doing this stuff for a long time. And as David said, and as we heard from that clip from Stephen Brent, you know, putting the World Cup in the middle of the desert in the summertime.
And then changing the timing of the World Cup.
And telling the whole soccer industry that you have to change. This is like if somehow the World Cup, they decided, you know, they were going to have the World Cup in somewhere. And oh, by the way, NHL, you got to basically pack it up for 6 weeks because we're going to have that tournament.
Right.
But that's the arrogance of these guys, that they impose this on people.
Yeah. My point before, though, is, you know, you look at, and maybe this is a question better served for David, but, you know, the legal, is there a legal?
I play a reporter.
I was going to say legal.
A lawyer on TV.
Is there an equivalent? Do you remember an equivalent of what this could turn out to be?
There's been corruption and stuff in the past.
On this, now we're talking about different countries. We're talking about worldwide.
An equivalent would be, let's say, what happened in with the Black Sox scandal in baseball, at which a pattern of behavior got so egregious that eventually mm-hmm. the police came in, the feds came in, and you know they brought in a new commissioner. I think this is a wake-up call to the soccer guys that this will not be tolerated anymore. The money is so huge, the bribery is so huge, that certainly if you want American TV money,
right,
which is a huge deal,
right,
if you want to exploit the American market in the future, this isn't tolerated anymore. That may work in Europe and Africa and Asia, not here.
What's the role of the corporations? Because one corporation by name, Nike, is doing a lot of backpedaling right now, and they supported.
Perfect example.
I asked David the question before, because part of what's in the North American component to this is the marketing companies that in turn sell the rights. Sportsnet, TSN, NBC, all of these companies who are, I guess, ABC, I'm not sure who has the United States, ESPN, would have all done business with FIFA.
Yep. And known how FIFA does business.
And which we would call playing ball, right? You would call that playing ball. We got to play ball with FIFA.
Yeah.
We want this.
The young kids today, they want this soccer, so we got to put it on.
Yeah.
So we got to deal with these guys. Yeah, no, that's... I'm not going to accuse anybody at the broadcast.
No.
CBC, for instance, which still has rights to TSN, I'm not accusing them of doing this, but they would have understood the way business is done, and they would have understood that, you know, the dog's hind leg is not as crooked as the process.
That's the one part in all of this, is we're beginning to see, Canadian Soccer Association put out a release this afternoon, basically along the same lines of FIFA. They welcome this. They don't think it has anything to do with the Women's World Cup.
I don't think it does either. I'm not implying that.
And I'm not either. And I don't want this to take
you
away.
You, however, are corrupt.
I am corrupt. This is, again, this is not an indictment on the sport of soccer. This is an indictment on the governing body.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to my hope is that they bring these cricks down and they actually put a system in that benefits soccer and continues to grow it in the right ways and that everything's above board. That's what you want, right?
And you know the old expression, power corrupts, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's where we've gotten. There's so much money washing around here. It's part of the arrogance in the NCAA that they could say, you know what, let's just take the image of those young people who played college sports and we'll put it on a video game and we won't pay them for it. You know, that was an arrogant thing to do, to not think that somehow they should compensate people. And now, of course, there's been a big lawsuit about that, Ed O'Bannon's lawsuit about that.
Well, I asked David Goldstein the question. I'll ask you, do you think that there's a possibility of reverberations throughout sports around the world because of what's going on right now?
I would say the IOC is the only organization that's comparable to FIFA.
Right.
The NFL, there's a lot of people feel the NFL has its comeuppance coming, that there's been too much arrogance in the NFL. Mm. The something's going to break, the straw's going to break the camel's back. I think in the NFL, it would be more along the lines of concussions and health of the players and things like that and the public's revulsion about it. The NFL, anytime there's a lot of money around, Rob, what happens? People find ways to get their hands on it.
I'll throw this one out, by the way. Some reporting from the BBC. You know, why Switzerland? People want to know why Switzerland was involved. Because it's the home of FIFA. With the company's registration as a charity.
Yes.
FIFA is registered as a charity.
Nonprofit.
In Switzerland.
Yeah.
So that they pay little tax.
Their idea is supposedly that the money that they generate from TV, et cetera, goes back to the countries that form FIFA, that they are basically the negotiating body that handles a lot of these things, and thus the money washes down later to people below them. That's the theory.
Would this have happened, and I know it happened in hockey because you were part of it, is this a shift, do you think? You and I have these conversations all the time because I'm fascinated by the role of history, time, and where we are as a society. Last year around this time, just I think a little earlier than this, you and I, we're talking about Mr. Sterling with the LA Clippers.
Yes.
Right?
Donald Sterling.
How quickly that got resolved.
Yeah.
And with the time we talked about the role of sports in society, how, you know, Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier and those type, there's always been a history of sport linking. I'm just wondering if we're in a point in time, you mentioned the NFL before. I don't think last fall NFL fans really were into the Ray Rice investigation, the Adrian Peterson investigation, as much as the media was. But it had a big implication on the sport.
Right.
Are we in a different...
We didn't want those things to destroy our fantasy about what we follow.
But having said that, are we in a different time now that, you know, we're coming around to, we are now beginning to hold, rather than play ball, rather than, it's just sports.
Right.
We're beginning to hold some of the things accountable because you and I, we grew up with.
I don't think it'll ever.
You don't think so?
I get back to, you know, the Black Sox scandal in 1919. You know, guys were throwing games and corruption. There's always going to be issues like that around sport. But essentially, and the reason that the guys who and young women who listen to our radio station who love sports, the reason that I think that we like it is because in an era where everything is sort of relative, indifferent, you know, there's no great resolutions to things at the end of the day. You watch a hockey game, there's a winner, there's a loser. You go to bed, the universe makes some sense.
Right.
The better team prevailed, maybe the referee screwed up, whatever it is. You get resolutions in sport, which I think people find highly satisfying to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in everyday life, when you're dealing with the government and the government decides to audit you,
right,
it goes on forever and there's never any satisfactory, I won thing. It's always they get a little piece of you.
Yeah.
So people love sport for that reason, and I think they will continue to love sport for that reason. But we will, because we put our faith in people, put so much money in it, that's why we're going to see these things happen from time to time.
You don't think it's any different now than it was before or will be in the future?
I think the biggest thing threatening professional sport, for instance, hockey in our country, in the NFL in the United States, is concussions. And whether parents are going to let their kids play that sport, whether it will continue to be a mass participation sport.
You think participation is the bigger issue?
I think those are the things that threaten those sports more than the corruption that we're talking about. I'm under no illusions that the NFL, everything's done by the book. Although there, you know,
I didn't represent my question right. I'm not talking about a threat to sports.
Right.
I'm talking about, all right, enough is enough. Okay,
right.
You'd like the World Cup? well, I would like to be a knight. So your country can knight me and you can pay me a couple million dollars and then I'll give you a block of votes. I think we're past that. Mm-hmm. That's the part. I go back to the NFL that, you know, well, we just trust Roger Goodell and the NFL to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they'll take care of metting out the justice. They'll take.
You don't know that I'm a knight, do you?
No, I didn't.
I was given an award. I'm a chevalier of the, I think it's Les Rotisseurs de Alsace de France.
No, I had no idea.
They made me a knight.
Am I supposed to curtsy?
No.
Okay.
I'd rather you didn't.
Okay. I didn't know.
But saddle up the horse would be pretty good, yeah.
But get
the horses around.
I understand that. Trust me, I deal with the livestock.
I am a knight, so I hope you'll bear
that in mind. My point being is, are we now, I go back to that term play ball. You got to play ball with them. It's just the way it is. No.
Politics works.
Yeah.
Give me a little of this.
Well, what I'm hoping is the example I used before, that sports is the canary in the coal mine and a lot of stuff. Maybe we get sports resolved and then we start to get into the politics.
Well, I don't want to get into the politics, but, you know, the stories about the Clinton Foundation, you know, I mean, those things don't always leave, as a hockey coach noted the other day, leaves a sour taste in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Watching those things. And that's why we like sports.
But it's all on the level. But don't you think there's almost, in one regard, there's almost kind of a treaty that, we won't, because you don't want us to ask either, right? Both sides have a vested interest in this.
And that can work for a while.
And I think that's what
your point is well taken, which is at a certain point people go, hang on a second. You know, I was born at night. I wasn't born last night.
Watch the Jeremy Schapp, is it an E60? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Because it ran this past weekend, and you watch it. You watch the 45-minute, listen to his podcast on Sports Illustrated where he just talks about it. Don't even watch it. Just listen to him talk about it for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And you cannot come away without the feeling that Sepp Blatter and FIFA is absolutely the most corrupt, doing it for the wrong reasons, you know, too arrogant. Big to fail, arrogant, all of those things.
There's a European quality about it where, you know, like we don't care. We don't care anymore. We are so big. Like the guy who's the premier of Italy that owns Juventus and with the 20-year-old girlfriends and stuff. And he laughs at everybody because in his universe, in a class society, he's basically able to do that.
Untouchable.
And these guys, they hate the idea of democracy. They hate the idea of accountability in our world and that they have to answer questions from schmucks like you and me.
I thought when
we're getting
when David brought it up, you know, the internal investigation that FIFA did, and they brought in an FBI investigator to do it, and then they took his report and they edited his report, and then the FBI investigator would not put his name to it, objected to it.
Well, the big problem with that report, whichever way it went, was that they couldn't compel people to testify. Remember the Mitchell report on drugs and baseball?
Yep.
At the end of the day, you know, I talked to Greg Zahn, who went through a lot of stuff with them. At the end of the day, they had no legal power to compel him to testify and to say things about himself or whatever. So these reports, the NFL may do them, FIFA may do them. At the end of the day, they have no real power because they can't compel a person to testify under oath. That's why the Justice Department getting involved in any of these things is important, because now we got people who are going to have to put their hand on the Bible or the Torah or whatever it is you have to put your hand on and say, this is the truth, the real truth.
Big story?
Yeah, I'm fascinated. I love it. I mean, you know me. Every year, somebody wins the Stanley Cup, and every year somebody wins the Super Bowl, and those are interesting and great stories and stuff. But things like this come around every 10 years or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fun for me as a reporter, as a guy who was a reporter for a long time. I love these sort of things, and I love watching how the media handles them.
And I want to know, I want to see what the implications are, because I have this feeling in the pit of my stomach that – and I don't mean we as Canadians. I just mean we generally are going to find out some things we don't want to find out.
We know most of them already.
You think so? You don't think there's some bodies that are going to come tumbling out of the closet once the light of day hits?
Well, we don't have any big people here in North America, in particular, in Canada, but in the soccer world, where we're going to go, Ben Johnson.
No, and that's not my point. And I want to be really careful about this because it's, you know, it's really easy to besmirch. It's easy to besmirch another property and things like that. But what is really worrisome to me is how these guys that were indicted, these guys that are going to be extradited, are CONCACAF members.
Yeah.
Canada's part of CONCACAF.
Yeah.
So either you're asleep at the wheel and you don't know what's going on, Or you're complicit in this.
Or you don't have any power. You're Canada, you're a little shrimp in the big pond, but, and you just stand and watch these things happen.
But I'm pretty comfortable sitting here right now telling you, yeah, okay, Sepp Blatter was not named in anything today. He's the head of the frickin' organization.
Well, I agree with Brunt that at some point, if this unless this thing gets toned down real quick, they're going to have to throw a log on the fire, and it might be Sepp Blatter. It happened with the IOC that Samaranch and his regime just got to be too arrogant, and at a certain point, they needed to clear those guys out, and I think that's what will happen here.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard to have an organization that's not a private entity that, you know, that grows and grows and grows keep the corruption out of it.
Your close personal friend, Gary Bettman, is the product of, I think, a certain amount of revulsion on the public's part about how the NHL was run under the presidents like John Ziegler and Gil Stein and all that sort of stuff. And he came to be, and his powers and his influence are a direct result of what he came out of and why the owners hired him.
But who do you trust? Who's trustworthy in sport? Who do you look at that's leading a sport?
Jonathan Toews. Oh, you mean leading a sport?
Tom Rennie. I trust Tom Rennie.
Yeah.
I trust the new, I apologize, can't remember her name off the top of my head, Basketball Canada just took over.
I don't know.
Yeah. At that level.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in terms of professional sports, are we big fans of Bettman? The public? No. Me? Yeah, sure. I like the guy, but I got my questions.
We understand Goodell. What Gary Bettman.
What about Goodell?
Gary Bettman and Goodell work for the owners.
Right.
And I think most of us have a pretty clear-eyed view of them, that they work for the owners, and thus their decisions are colored by that particular perception. And I don't, you know, when Gary Bettman makes a decision that the owners like and that the public goes, what's he doing that for? I understand it completely. This idea that they're going to have two more expansion teams and they're going to try and charge a certain amount of money for a Southern Ontario team, even though it's not necessarily a great idea for the business, I understand why he's doing it.
Sure.
The owners will be happy to take the money and put it in their jeans. And
you've been through this before. This is the last question. We'll move on.
There's
we'll
no
take a break
style
and we'll
points
come back.
When you're an NHL owner.
Yeah.
It's not about style points. It's about a business.
No, we'll come back. We'll take a break, come back. But before we go,
yes,
you've been through this before, Bruce. It's different now, social media and the intensity, the spotlight and everything. Mm. I asked David, I'll ask you, why should a fan care? If they watch the premiership on the weekend, if the only time they invest in soccer is every 4 years when the World Cup comes around, if their sole investment is their kid playing, you know, Tim Hortons soccer, whatever, or someone who lives and breathes and dies with everything that Toronto FC, why should anybody care about what's going on today? Why is this important?
Well, as David suggested, first of all, it's going to disrupt all the leagues for that 1 year. They're all going to have to go on hiatus while they play the World Cup.
But that was going to happen regardless of this investigation, right? And regardless of what happened today, anyway.
That's the result of the corruption and putting this in a place where nobody had really thought out the ramifications other than how much money they were going to get out of it.
So right.
That part. The average person, it still doesn't turn our crank here in Canada in soccer. We like the European teams, but those guys are making tons of money. I could make the argument that Ronaldo is going to make less money or is being exploited by FIFA, but he's making a king's ransom already. So, maybe the argument would be there's guys who are working away and playing for their country, et cetera, and who are, you know, trying to do stuff to make money for the country's association so young people can play. You know, I can maybe make that argument, but there's everybody in the process is very rich, from the players to the owners to the Sepp Blatters of this world in soccer. And it's time somebody lanced that balloon.
All right, when we come back, we'll turn our attention back to the National Hockey League. By the way, the outside is calling. Can you hear it? Can you hear it, Bruce? The outside is calling. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, and you could be loving the outdoors a whole lot more. Why? Because you could win a $3,000 gift card that can be used to purchase products or services from Bluegrass Nursery, Sod, and Garden Center. Head on over to sportsnet.ca/960.
Where's my coupon? I'm the gardener.
It's a gift card. It's a gift card. It's not a coupon. A coupon means you get a little off.
I thought you were giving me one of these.
No. I said you could enter. You're a fan club member. Go to sportsnet.ca/960. Enter, Bruce, for your chance to win. Upload a photo of your backyard along with a brief description.
You don't mean free stuff.
I know. You and Sepp, just at the hip. Tell us why your backyard should get help from the Bluegrass Nursery. Take a break. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's your game. It's our passion. Proud to be home for the National Hockey League in Calgary. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Don't miss the Motorcycle Ride for Dad, Saturday, June 20th. Celebrating 15 years of revving their engines for the fight against prostate cancer and generating more than $15 million for prostate cancer research and awareness. Saddle up. Join Sportsnet 960 The Fan for a fun-filled day of riding with lunch, poker run, prizes, and much more, all while helping to raise money to fight prostate cancer for our local community. The Calgary Motorcycle Ride for Dad, June 20th. Starts at Deerfoot Mall. Visit RideForDad/Calgary for more info and register today. Proudly sponsored by Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Everybody loves that new car smell and the luxury of driving a new Lexus. Hi, Todd Richardson from Lexus of Royal Oak, and we want to make sure you get that experience more often. That's why we're introducing our exclusive Drive New After 2 lease program. Drive a new Lexus IS250 all-wheel drive every 2 years for as little as $235 semi-monthly with only $5,000 down or trade equivalent. So whether you're currently driving a Lexus or you'd like to upgrade, there's never been a better time. Visit us today for more information or go to LexusOfRoyalOak.com.
What's your BBIQ?
Do you know the difference between tenderloin and sirloin? How about when to marinate, when to flip, and when to sauce? Or the difference between direct and indirect grilling? When it comes to barbecuing, there's a lot to learn. At Co-op, our team of expert butchers and barbecuers are here to help you find the right cut, recipes, and cooking techniques to get the best out of your barbecue season. Visit your local co-op and raise your BBIQ today.
It's summer, and you're pumped. Outdoor patios, music festivals, not to mention that luxury cabin in the mountains. It's gonna be awesome. Too bad you can't afford any of it.
Sweetie, I made you a bologna sandwich.
Thanks, Mom.
Your epic summer holiday is brought to you by Construction Zone Speeding Tickets. Costly Construction Zone speeding tickets can cause you to lose money. And you're cool. Discover the true cost at don'trip.ca.
You know, I'm thinking about getting a full-size pickup truck.
Uh-huh.
So what's the number one thing to look for?
Value.
Value, huh? Canadian Black Book says Toyota Tundra has the best retained value of all the big pickups.
Yep.
And it says here, I can lease Tundra for just $195 semi-monthly.
Well, that's a heck of a deal.
It must be. Never heard you get so worked up before.
Toyota Red Tag Days, on now for a limited time.
What are you passionate about? Is it discovering your new favorite band? Or is it perfecting your long game? Is it digging deeper to discover a healthier you? What interests you today? From Rolling Stone to Sportsnet to Men's Health, whatever your curiosity or mood, Next Issue is your gateway to the world's best stories. Sign up and start your free trial today at nextissue.ca.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is so proud to support the Calgary Flames Alumni Masters Golf Tournament. Over the years, the amount of money and awareness the alumni has raised for charities in and around Calgary is amazing. The alumni work hard all year, doing great work around Calgary. This year's golf tournament is for cerebral palsy kids and families. Money raised helps kids with the Adapted Bike Program, giving young kids with CP much-needed mobility and freedom. Check it out at calgarycp.org. The tournament goes on May 28th at Heritage Point. Listen for some guest appearances from the alumni with Boomer in the morning and Rob Kerr in the afternoon. Proud to support the Calgary Flames alumni. We are Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is Jen.
Hi.
She has an amazing job at one of the busiest firms in the city.
Love it.
Unfortunately, she works pretty tight deadlines. Luckily for Jen, when she's not meeting deadlines, she's meeting fun new people at the Calgary Sport and Social Club.
Registration is now open. Choose from over 15 different sports, including slow pitch, beach volleyball, soccer, and street hockey. Sign up early. Registration closes June 24th. Visit calgarysportsclub.com.
Why do you play?
Varsity Chrysler is celebrating their 21st anniversary with employee pricing on your next vehicle. Now until May 31st, get amazing discounts up to $16,129 and rates from 0% on select vehicles. Visit Varsity Chrysler for the Rampage 1500, priced exclusively from $73 a week, or take the Dodge Journey starting at $19,998. 21st anniversary employee pricing is only on for a limited time. Hurry into Varsity Chrysler at McKnight and Deerfoot, across from Golden Acres. Shop where Geo shops and pay what employees pay.
What do quadding, swimming, and live music have in common? They're all a lot of fun, but they're also really loud. If you love to do any of these things, now's the time to think about getting a custom hearing mold. May is Better Hearing Month at Soundwave Hearing Care. Embrace life. Hear your world. Get a custom sound mold at Soundwave Hearing Care. Hearing services for your entire family. Children, adults, and seniors. What are you waiting for? Visit soundwavehearing.com.
At Moneris, we offer the latest payment solutions. So when that running group drops by your store to hydrate, you'll be ready.
How would you like to pay?
Debit.
My mobile?
Credit.
Tap. And someday when these runners start using their heartbeat to pay, you'll be ready for that too.
Just lean on this.
Be ready for how your customers want to pay, today and tomorrow. Switch now and get a gift worth up to $500. Call 1-866-MONERIS or visit Moneris.com. Moneris, be payment ready.
Is it easy to get more? Well, I was looking at my dream car in Ford.ca, and I get 0% APR financing, and I can recycle my old ride and get between $1,000 and $2,500. And now, between May 26th and June 1st, I can get even more with up to an additional $750 towards the purchase finance of most new 2015 vehicles, like F-150, Mustang, Focus, and Escape. So yeah, it is easy.
When you get up to an additional $750 until June 1st during the Get Even More sales event, it's even easier to get into a Ford. See Ford.ca for details.
The boys from the Big Show are getting a little out of Calgary June 5th. Robin Patter and Speargrass Golf Course. We love going out there. Great golf, great staff, and what about the scenery? Just 30 clicks south of Calgary, Speargrass, where every day is a great day. Check them out online for tee times, speargrass.ca. The boys from the Big Show live at Speargrass, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Trending right now in Calgary.
The Hawks with their backs against the wall tonight, hosting the Anaheim Ducks, trailing in their best of seven Western Conference final. 3-2, need to find a way to beat a very tough Anaheim squad. Rangers found a way to beat a very tough Tampa squad last night. There's a game seven in that series coming up in the Eastern Conference final. Word out of San Jose is that Pete DeBoer will be their new head coach. And the world's most popular sport marred in controversy today. FIFA long-held belief that they are a corrupt organization. We may find out. Joint U.S. and Swiss investigations rocking the soccer world today.
Brought to you by Western Direct Insurance. Why are customers switching to Western Direct for home insurance? Get a quick online quote now at westerndirect.ca and see for yourself. For home insurance, go Western.
Calgary, the boys on the Big Show are talking sports right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
I feel like we're confident, whether we go down 3-0 in the first period or we get ourselves in a situation situations that just sometimes don't look so good. We always seem to have a response, and I think it's the group that we've had over the number of years that want to win, that respond to those tougher moments, and here we are. We find ourselves down in a series. I think we're still finding the silver lining and all that, where we can work our way out of it. So our focus is on just winning tonight, and we're not looking forward to the next game after that. So we've been talking, you know, all day here about drawing on our experience for that. So it's something we can get excited about, and we'll throw everything we got at them.
Captain Sirius, Jonathan Toews. Drawn on the experience. They've been here before.
I was hoping he'd do the Kester thing about no human being can sustain
that. No human being
can take that pounding.
No, it's unbelievable.
Hopefully tonight he does that quote again. I'd like that.
Kessler?
In between periods when Scott O gets to him or whatever, whoever's doing the intermission things.
Yeah.
No human being can take the pounding. And you know, but
he backed it up. He had seven hits.
But it was let's not even talk about hits. But let's. But it goes to their mentality. It tells you exactly what the Ducks are saying in their own dressing room, though. How much longer can these suckers take this?
No, it comes back to the defenseman.
At some point, they've got to crack.
Right.
Right.
The Anaheim Ducks have played two opponents in a row, and clearly the Hawks are the better of the two. But they played two opponents in a row that have relied on four defensemen.
As Phil Esposito said many years ago,
mm-hmm.
When are these effing Frenchmen going to quit? When they were playing the Montreal Canadiens.
Ooh.
You know? He said, we're the better team.
Yeah.
We should be winning.
Yeah.
And he used an expletive.
Yeah.
And then a racial-based or cultural-based insensitivity.
Aye, aye, aye.
That was Phil.
No, I know. Have you spent much
Phil
time with him?
Well, again, the Eagleson thing, he was the head of the Players Association.
Oh, right. Okay.
And
okay,
there was a famous incident when they were doing the merger.
Yep.
And the owners wanted the players to go easy because the antitrust people were looking at the merger and saying that the NHL has really got to do this right. Otherwise, we're going to move in and do antitrust with them.
Right.
And the owners were going to Al and say, Al Eagles and saying, Al, we need you to help out here. Go easy on us, because we know if you really exerted your real power, we'd be in trouble. And so apparently Al Eagleson took Phil Esposito for a walk on the beach in Palm Beach to discuss the issues with him and said, Phil, I'm not trying to tell you what to do on behalf of the players. Here's the way it should be. And by the end of that walk, Phil was convinced that the NHL should be able to take in four teams, and it was all done the way the league wanted it. So I talked to Phil about the walk on the beach.
I like Phil. He's a character, right? I like the character of Phil. He's a different cat.
Little Phil goes a long way.
Yeah. I had the rare pleasure of, when I was working in Estevan for the Bruins, we brought him in as our keynote speaker at our annual fundraising banquet. And I had the pleasure of driving Phil back to Regina to catch his flight. And
how long a drive is that?
2 hours. So we had 2
hours with you in the car.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
You must have been taping it. Come on, you taped it?
No.
Ah.
But I can tell you this. So it was a Sunday morning, and just to give you this, we're talking about 99 in there.
And so he'd been refreshed the night before, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh no, he was good. He was very well behaved.
Oh,
but
he was. Okay.
But what's important to this story is Regina had just got a Chapters, and Chapters was
open. People reading Regina? Real books? On.
Boy, you sure are doing your best to kind of eradicate the fan base.
Let's go ahead.
But anyway, they just got into Chapters, and I want to say when Chapters first opened up, they had some ridiculous, like, oh, we're going to be open from 6 in the morning till midnight sort of thing. But anyway.
They were open long hours, till 11.
Yeah, but early. And we were in Regina at, I want to say something ridiculous, like 9 o'clock in the morning, and he goes, I want to get something to read on the plane. So we stop at Chapters in Regina with Phil Esposito. And, of course, I've just spent the whole weekend with
Phil
him.
Phil reads?
I have.
First,
is
Regina,
there nobody
now Phil.
That will not suffer your wrath in my story?
First, Regina, now Phil. All my preconceived notions.
So Phil wants a book. Yeah, we'll stop at Chapters. Yeah. I've had Phil all around me all weekend, so I've kind of, it's Phil. So I remember going into Chapters, and he went off down at, I'm not even going to tell you which section, but he went down the section. And what was amazing to me is I was just kind of hanging out, waiting.
Mind-boggled.
No,
what section
I know,
went into
I
now.
Know. Yeah, self-help, romantic, Bruce. He went into self-help.
Romantic
Bruce.
Fiction.
He was looking for something in woodworking. Oh, I want to work know. With paint.
I asked.
Anyway, there's Phil Esposito, yes, looking for a book in the Chapters in Regina.
Okay.
And my next half hour was spent in loving the handful of people that were in there, thinking that they think that's Phil Esposito. Going down, looking, coming back, going over and looking again. Okay. Now, this is kind of before cell phone. Yeah, cell phone. Everybody, not quite, they weren't taking photos and stuff.
Yeah.
But you could just see about a half a dozen guys who were in a Regina Chapters at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday for no apparent reason, trying to wrap their head around whether or not that was actually the guy from the 72 series.
Well,
if that was actually the guy that just brought the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, what did I just say? Phil Esposito reads? They were in there at 9 in the morning.
No, that's not the point. They didn't know. Why is he doing in Regina?
Well, that's my point. Why would he? First of all, why is he in Regina? And second of all, in a Regina bookstore.
Okay. Okay.
He doesn't live here, and so, we're not even sure he's a big reader.
But the same thing is if we went to a music store in Calgary.
Yes.
And all of a sudden we were walking down and Larry Bird was buying a guitar.
Yes.
You wouldn't think instantly, that's Larry Bird.
Of course not.
You would go, he looks like Larry Bird.
Yep.
It's the same dimensions as Larry Bird. But why would Larry Bird be in Calgary buying a guitar?
Exactly.
And I think there was an element of that going on in Regina.
Well, the famous story like that was, I think it was Bono and the other guy from U2.
Oh, in Vancouver.
Were hitchhiking on Marine Drive. Like,
yeah.
They'd gone for a walk and they got caught in the rain. And so they're
and wasn't it Gilbert Brulé picked him up?
Yeah, that's right. And so that you're there and it's kind of like, no.
What's he doing? He looks amazingly like him.
Got to be his duplicate.
His sunglasses are red. Clearly, this must be Bono.
Turned out to be who it was. That was Bono.
Right.
Not Bono. Bono. Bono was
Bono?
Bono was Cher's husband.
Bono?
Bono.
Bono?
Calls himself Bono.
Bono?
It's not even his real name. He's Irish. He's no more Bono than I'm the King of England.
Someone successful at it.
He's sold a few records.
Are you worried about Freddie
Sunday,
Anderson
buddy,
tonight?
Sunday. Am I worried about him in what context?
Well, Bruce, I don't know if you know this, but he had
Is he being bribed by FIFA? Is that what you're asking me, or not to conflate two stories?
Exactly. If you were to measure
if you were to measure it,
how long is your attention span? How long is your attention span?
How long is Grandpa Simpson's on The Simpsons? It gets back to what we talked about 2 days ago.
Yes.
I don't believe in momentum in the playoffs at this point.
Right.
I believe that the minute the puck drops, Anderson's last few minutes in the previous game of regulation time will be forgotten, and we will be on to new things. I don't think it'll be a big factor. If he whiffs on the first one,
right?
We might have.
Do you remember the last time the Hawks won the Stanley Cup, which was against Boston? There was a game in there. I want to say it was game four, but I might be off by a game, where all of a sudden the world came to a grinding halt, and we all realized that Corey Crawford couldn't catch the puck.
Yes.
You remember that?
No.
He had a game. He gave up a couple on the glove side, and all of a sudden, because there's a day off, that whole narrative became Corey Crawford can't catch the puck.
And no Scott Darling to replace
him. Right. I mean, we just realized it's the Stanley. They played three rounds. They played 82 games. They got the Stanley Cup final. He had a bad game, can't catch the puck. Now you watch the Boston Bruins will light him up on that side because he can't catch the puck.
Right.
Corey, why can't you catch the puck? What are you talking about? Well, you gave up those goals. I can't catch the puck. Clearly, you can't catch the puck. And I think there's an element of Freddie Anderson going on here. He gave up two bad goals. The fourth goal should have never gone in. Wouldn't pretend that it should.
Well, we talked to Darren Pang earlier today about just those sorts of things.
Right.
And his feeling was that it shouldn't make any difference. Now, if he does it three games in a row, then you're talking sample size.
Yes.
But right now, one bad game doesn't mean a thing.
So does the same thing apply to Ben Bishop?
Absolutely.
Ben Bishop got pulled yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't apply at all.
Right.
Now, if he whiffs on the first two in the first period against the Rangers, or if tonight Mr. Anderson does the same in Chicago, then you might have a story. But right now, no.
So what's your threshold then for Freddie Anderson tonight if you're Bruce Boudreau?
Well, you have a game you can play with. You're not in the elimination seat,
right.
and you would be going home. So you could invest in your goalie by staying with him maybe longer than you would if it was a game seven. That's all she wrote. I think that the hook is much quicker for Crawford tonight. If he boots the first three and it's 3-0 and he's doing nothing, then I think Cranville has to consider getting him
out. So your threshold is three for Crawford.
Yeah.
Because Bruce.
Three. I mean, depending how.
You know, you're getting outshot 33-0 in the first period and you give up three. You're probably okay. Yeah.
So I think Anderson tonight will be interesting to see. He's a guy who's got a bit of a temper. He's tried to.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's tried to rein it in. I think if I'm playing against him, I think we try to get him a little agitated.
Mm.
Try to maybe, a couple of snow showers, knock the mask off, do the usual jostling thing, see how he responds that way. But Chicago can't take too much time to do that because they really only have tonight. They got to win tonight. They're not making an investment in another game. The investment has to be in this game. So if it doesn't work in the first 5 minutes, time to get on to something else.
Yeah, it's...
But Anaheim has that ability to play with house money just a little bit tonight.
I think we're watching something special in Anaheim. I just do. I'm not sure that any...
So you said.
I'm just not sure that any of the three teams that aren't named Anaheim right now are going to stop them. And there's always a danger in saying something like that. And I likely be proven wrong, and to all you Ranger, Lightning, and Hawks fans, have at her. But it's the fact that they just, how impossible, not impossible, but
they've
how difficult.
They've got all their guys going, too.
Yes.
Everybody's healthy enough to play.
And to be 13-0-3, regular season, that's damn near impossible.
Yep, it's hard to do. Hard to beat a team that's got all their guys, that's as good as them, has all their guys and their depth. Their goalie has one bad game. Now, if he has a couple of bad games, well, that's different. But right now, I don't see a huge problem for them.
Away from the playoff series, the coaching carousel continues to go around. Pete DeBoer tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sounds like the San Jose Sharks will introduce him as their new head coach.
Interesting hire, isn't it?
Not where I would have thought.
You think he'd fit in?
You know what? I was really believing that the Sharks – we're going to go with a Dave Lowry type.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry because I wanted Dave to get the job, so I'm a little bit biased that way.
Well, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, with Marty. Yeah. But, I wondered if San Jose might go kind of buck the trend.
Yeah.
And, I say this with all due respect, only in the fact that he has been in other places is Pete DeBoer retread.
Yeah.
I wondered if this would be an opening for the because the
I'm
you know,
trying to think of a guy who has his record, his playoff record, which is to say, won the Stanley Cup, but it's the only year in how many years that he made the playoffs.
Went to the Stanley Cup final, didn't win it.
Yeah,
right.
Sorry. Yeah, went to the final. Sorry.
Went to the final
and
with New Jersey.
And otherwise, nothing.
Right.
Butkus.
Right. Butkus. Dick Butkus. That's the guy.
Yeah.
No. That's why I was wondering if because you look at the recent history of the Sharks, Daryl Sutter, then Ron Wilson,
yeah,
then Todd McLellan. Wondered if they might go, you know, let's give that guy the chance. Let's give that.
Well,
now,
I
in fairness to McLellan was a first-time NHL head coach.
Right.
Right. He had been an assistant. He came out of the Detroit program.
Yes.
So, you know, I might be fighting a little bit of an uphill battle. I wondered if they would go in a different direction. Pete DeBoer is not a guy that's name was rolling on. I wondered if Pete might have to wait a little while longer. He might have to do the Todd Richards.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there aren't more Todd Richards situations.
I'm kind of surprised they made a decision on him before Buffalo made its decision on who they were going to hire. Because it doesn't appear...
Yeah, this one doesn't hurt the Buffalo Sabres, though.
No.
There's nobody in Buffalo going, ow, wait a minute, why not us?
Our guy.
I don't know.
And is it DeBoer or DeBeer?
I don't know.
That's why they didn't hire him.
Butkus or Butkus? That leaves us with two vacancies to fill? You and I guess. It leaves you and I with two vacancies
St.
to fill?
St. Louis has been decided.
New Jersey and the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah. I still know that they've had... what's his name has been in Buffalo doing the interviews?
Bylsma. Yeah.
I still sort of see him in New Jersey.
With his old GM.
Yeah. I still see it, although it's not going to be a winning team for a while. They've got a goalie and not much else in New Jersey.
The one thing that has to be proven to me, and they've said all the right things, and I get that, but I want to wait and see, is how much of Sweet Lou's fingerprints come off, how much of Shiro is allowed to do his own thing.
Yeah.
You know, I know, I've told many stories on this program, and I'm not criticizing the Devils, but they are the most different organization that you will find in the National Hockey League in terms of the way they go about their business. They're very much a dictatorship.
Well, Lou's run them the way he ran Providence College.
Yeah.
There's not much different in his methodology. And I've always had respect for him. I had a lot of respect for him back in the old days when guys would come up for arbitration and stuff, or they'd want more money before it was time.
Mm-hmm.
Lou says, sorry, it's not your time yet.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, when you become a free agent, that's your option. Unfortunately, too many of Lou's colleagues, you know, got weak in the knees and signed guys to contracts they shouldn't have. And, you know.
I just wonder if that's Shiro's ship yet. Might take a while for Lou to get his fingers out of it.
Yeah, no, it's going to be hard for him to back off. And I'm sure that before Shiro went in there, he got some assurance that there would be a transition, but that it wouldn't be, you know, like that.
Busy day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's been fun. I don't know if tomorrow there's more in the FIFA story. I don't know if there's more in the next couple of weeks. We certainly know we'll have hockey to talk about, but what a day and just a blessing to have you. Not very often that anybody will ever say that, family included. But having gone through what you've gone through in your life, you were the perfect guy to have on a day like this.
The dog is fond of me when I come home. But
is he? Or do you have to give him treats, Bruce?
Okay.
In fairness, I don't mean
that. Baxter, come here.
I don't mean to be that guy, but if you have to bribe him.
Here's a cookie. Now be nice to Poppy.
And I know that because I have to bribe my mom's dog. That's the only one.
Well, it's your mother's dog.
There you go.
If you walk a dog in the morning.
Yeah.
It's your dog and he or she is loyal to you. If you're the one who walks him in the morning, there's a special bond there.
Yeah, well, I'm the one that cleans up after him. He ought to be loyal for that.
So Advantage Ford tomorrow.
Advantage Ford, you're hitting the airwaves at noon.
At noon, we'll be there a little early. Maybe I'll bring some recreational equipment. Some
you wouldn't
equipment.
Be bad. So slightly used sporting goods can be donated to Kids Sport and the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank. As a matter of fact, we'll be able to tell you a very interesting story involving the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank and how they are giving back not only to kids in Calgary, not only kids in southern Alberta, but around the world. We'll get into that tomorrow. When we come back, we'll bring you some headlines. We'll hear from Brian Burke, general manager. I guess he's not the general manager. He's the president of hockey operations. We'll get it straight. We'll also convene the East-West Hot Stove with our good friends Eric DeHatchuk and Al Morganti. That's all coming up. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You've seen him on SNL on his own late-night talk show. This year, the Owen Hart Foundation is very pleased to announce an evening with Seth Meyers on October 2nd at the Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, is proud to sponsor the Owen Hart Foundation and the work they do within our community. Their humanitarian service and commitment helps those with limited resources but unlimited potential. Get your tickets for an evening with Seth Meyers on sale now through Ticketmaster. Fan Club members, you can enter for your chance to win tickets at sportsnet.ca/960.
GMC's Precision Truck Event is on now, making it precisely the right time to get a new Sierra 1500. Built with OnStar 4G LTE Wi-Fi, Awards Auto Top 10 interior, and an available 420 horsepower V8, it's ready for almost anything. For a limited time, get a 2015 Sierra 1500 double cab from a new starting price of just $29,995. Plus, trade in your old vehicle for up to $2,500, but only until June 1st. Visit AlbertaGMC.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Marr. Are you thinking about a new roof this year? Are you concerned about hail damage? Do you want to do it once and not worry about it again? Not long ago, I replaced my own roof with EuroShield Zero Light Shake, and I no longer worry about my roof. It comes in great-looking slate and shake profiles, has the highest rating attainable against hail impact, and comes with a lifetime warranty. And you can put that in the win column.
Visit EuroShield Rubber Roofing at EuroShieldRoofing.com.
I give you the class of 2015.
As our graduates prepare to shift their tassels and accept their diplomas, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse celebrates this grand occasion.
A remarkable meal for one remarkable achievement.
As a special graduation gift, Ruth's Chris is offering a complimentary entree for your graduate.
I give that an A+.
Reserve your graduation lunch or dinner at ruthschrisalberta.ca.
Remember, free parking in the Palliser Parkade after 5 and anytime weekends. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, proudly Alberta-owned. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Grace. She's 4.5 years old. Tonight, Grace is with the babysitter because it's her parents' anniversary. Grace had macaroni and cheese for dinner. Mom and Dad had filet mignon. Grace watched her favorite movie for the millionth time. Mom and Dad went out dancing. While Grace is getting ready for bed, her parents' car will be hit by a drunk driver. This night will change her life. Forever.
Don't drink and drive. A message from the Brewers of Canada and Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
At Affordable RV Calgary, we bring the small town RV shopping experience to you with big city selection. All your favorites from Coachman Clipper travel trailers and Catalina travel trailers to Forest River Salem Hemisphere travel trailers, fifth wheels and more. Plus, we offer rentals, parts and service. Whether you're looking for an RV to get away for the weekend or travel south for the winter, stop dreaming about it and start towing it with Affordable RV. Visit affordablerv.com. That's affordablerv.com.
Introducing the Scotiabank Momentum Savings Account, the high-interest savings account that rewards you for saving by paying you twice. First with regular interest, then with extra interest when you keep your money saved for 90 days. Open an account by June 15th and get up to 2% interest. With up to 2% interest, you'll save like never before.
Ask us about our Momentum Savings Account. Visit a branch or scotiabank.com to learn more. You're richer than you think. Scotiabank.
Promotional rate applies to balances of $5,000 or more until July 31st.
Thursday on City, starring Jeanette McCurdy.
There's troubling news coming in from Pretty Lake. In a population of just over 8,000, there have been 36 confirmed deaths since Monday. Though health officials have yet to determine a cause, they have ruled out that it is contagious. Minister Miller's office has released a statement thanking the residents for their calm and giving every assurance that they are monitoring the situation closely.
Between 9 Thursday, followed by Wayward Pines at 10 on City.
Nissan May Bonus Days, our biggest May event ever, is almost over. It's your last chance to get up to a $4,000 cash bonus on Pathfinder, Rogue, Sentra, and more. No wonder Nissan is Canada's fastest growing automotive brand, based on full line brands on 12-month year-over-year rolling unit sales. Get up to a $4,000 cash bonus. But hurry, May Bonus Days end May 31st. See your Nissan dealer or choose Nissan.ca.
Meet Lauren.
Hi.
Mother, homeowner, Little League soccer coach, mistress of destruction.
Well, at least when it comes to ants.
She found ants in her home.
And in our backyard.
So she used Wilson's ant out.
Yes. I killed them.
All of them?
Uh-huh. I decimated their entire colony.
Wow.
It was ant destruction on a massive scale.
And now you don't have an ant problem.
Because I killed them. All of them.
Wilson's ad out. It's ruthlessly effective.
Visions Electronics asks, can you roll down the window and crank up the decibels? For one final day, find furious savings for your ride throughout the entire store.
Save 50% off car head unit installs and save 20% on all other installations with free installation on basic coax speakers over $88. Next level car audio with 18-month no payment, interest-free, and air miles reward miles.
Time to put the funk back in the trunk.
Furious savings for your ride at Visions Electronics. These are the final hours. Get details at visions.ca.
It's